This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Good morning, Madison. This is Klaus Financial Money in Motion. My name is Dan Conry, sitting in for Sean Preble this morning. Glad to have you along. Introducing CJ Klaus and Merlia Cuevas. Good morning to you both. I'm so glad to be able to speak to you guys. Been a long time. CJ, great to hear from you. Malia, great to have you along today. And we're going to talk about all your financial needs this morning. And if you want to give us a call, 321-1310, 321-1310. But if you want to reach out to them later in the day, you can also call Klaus Financial at 608-442-5637. 608-442-5637. Good morning to you both. Long time no speak. Great to have you along. Great to be with you this
morning. Yeah, good morning, Dan. It's been a while.
I know, I just missed you guys. It's been such a long time. And, you know, you're my favorite segment of the week for a couple of reasons. CJ, you recall my irresponsibility over the last several years with my own economic health that I just, and Malia, I've always, every time I get a little too full of myself, you shoot me down just at the right time. I got it all figured out. So, thank God for you both because you keep me in check. And today we're going to be talking about your retirement and where you can store some of your retirement. And we're also going to have the class quiz question of the week. See, I got that out the first time. Can you believe it?
Ooh.
Do we ask that now or do we hold off on that question for a while?
Hold on.
We'll hold off on that.
We'll hold off, but we're going to review last week's class quiz question of the week.
That's exactly. The 1040 question.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
See, I listen. I'm a good boy. I listen. What was the 1040 question and answer, by the way?
Well, so last week, if assuming
pages,
you were all,
right?
Yeah. So last week, assuming everyone was listening, the question was if you look at the IRS 1040 tax form today, it has over 100 pages. But when the IRS 1040 was released back in 1914, some of you may have been alive. How many pages did it have back then? The answer to that question was it only had 3. And that included the instructions to it. So you can write that down. You have your trivia of the day.
All right. Outstanding. And you know what? I will do no complaining about this. I'll just say it is what it is. And we grow. We evolve into several pages on everything in our lives right now.
That's right.
I'm curious to you both. When you talk about today's subject, which is where you can put your retirement, and I've been doing it wrong for so long, it's never too late to really pull back on your behavior. It's never too late to come into Klaus Financial and sit down with CJ and Malia and say, listen, I've been doing it wrong. Can we get me up to speed somehow, some way? Do you get a lot of people who just say, listen, I've been screwing up for a while. What can I do? Let's say I'm a 48 or 49 years old, and I've missed those peak employment beginning years to divert that your mindset into that money, not being
sure. Yeah, no, a lot of people will come in, and truth be told, for those who are listening here, a lot of times the reason people don't come in is because they're embarrassed, right? It's kind of like, hey, I've had money here, I've had money there, I didn't save, then I saved a little bit, I think I've got a pension, my kids don't have enough money saved up, and it's kind of this embarrassment factor. Plus, it's the unknown of what you're going to get charged, truth be told, right? I mean, are they going to charge me huge commissions, or are they going to take over all my money? And I guess first things first, for us, at least, when you meet with us at Klaus Financial, the first meeting is at no charge because we want you to kick the tires. We want you to understand who we are and whether or not it's a good fit. Sometimes people think it's a good fit on their end, and actually we have to give them the bad news. It's not on our end. So we really are looking for a good fit. But the question as it pertains to those listeners out there is, hey, if I'm just looking at where should I start saving, you know, what are some of the best places? Because there's some confusion about this. And one of the best places by far is your workplace retirement plan. And think of this in terms of how do I bring down my taxable income? How do I control my tax bracket? How do I save for the future while also helping myself today? And the answer is very simply your corporate retirement plan. Now, again, we hear from people kick back on that and say, well, I don't trust my company. Right. I think they're going to take all my money if I put it in that plan. Well, you don't understand what a 401k plan is if you think that, because the money that goes into the 401k is yours immediately. I should say your money that goes into the 401k is yours immediately. Right. The matching dollars may have vesting time frames on them, but that's very normal again. So really encourage you, place number one to begin saving for retirement, corporate retirement plan would be the place to go.
It's there are several different plans. You know, you hear about 401k. There's also 403b, simple IRA, 457 plan. Is it incumbent upon those corporations who offer that to offer you instruction into those plans? And again, you Class Financial can guide you into what.
Yeah.
One of those plans is good for you.
Yes. Yeah. So exactly right, Dan. So there, your corporation could provide a 403B, 401K, 457, simple IRA, SEP IRA, blah, 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 on and on and on. And truth be told, people, their eyes are rolling in the back of their head as I'm speaking.
Again,
right,
it's intimidating. It's, it's frightening and intimidating.
Exactly.
It really is.
It really
with
is.
A shame.
Yeah. And what I'd say to you is those are all versions of corporate retirement plans. That's why we kind of broadly say corporate retirement plans. A lot of people think, oh, 401K. But the problem with that is if you don't see 401K as an option at your employer, then you think you shouldn't save there. And truth be told, no, that's not the case. The corporate retirement bucket, whatever your employer has designed, you need to learn how that bucket operates, and you need to start considering saving into that. By the way, folks, there is a reason that the government instituted the payroll tax. Okay. The payroll tax is a slow bleed of tax out of your paycheck so that by the end of the year, you've paid them so that you don't feel bad that they took a bunch of money from you. Okay.
So slow, the, and Malia, the slow bleed, I think, is an apt description, is it not?
Yeah. I don't know if it's, it doesn't feel slow, but yeah, it's a bleed.
Well, right. And so here's the thing. If you were to wait till the end of the year and have to write the IRS a $20,000 check, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And the IRS knows that, right? Well, the same thing is true of your retirement savings. If you try to wait till the end of the year to write a check to save into your 401k, 403b, IRA, what's going to happen? You're not going to have the money to do it with.
Right.
Whereas if you save it out of a per payroll, you hardly even notice it's gone.
Malia, would I mean, again, when you encourage somebody, should somebody assume that there's going to be matching funds with plans like this corporately?
Yeah, well, we would love for there to be, and in a lot of plans there are. Real story, just yesterday evening, I spoke to a client who said, you know what, I want to be putting money away into a 401k plan like my husband has, or her ex-husband it is at this point. And she goes, why can't I do that? Well, number one, she doesn't work for a company. She manages her own money. And she just felt left out because she says, I know he could put away as much as $18,000 a year or more because he's over 50. And she goes, and I just have this simple IRA a traditional IRA, but what can I do? Because we can't put away as much into our own traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs. And I said,
I can't assume it's just hers after the divorce regardless, though?
Well, we're not going to go with that, okay? I'm not going to talk about that piece of it.
All right.
But the question is, she feels left out because she's like, I can't put away as much. And I said, well, that's a conversation that we have between you and your accountant and to look creatively, what more can you do? But it starts with the question, what more can I do to make sure I've put away enough for that future retirement?
Well, and let me just throw out there. Again, this is very common. Hey, I have a traditional IRA. I'm self-employed. All I can do is save, you know, $6,500 a year.
Right.
And we say, no, not true. Let's look at a SEP IRA. Uh-huh. And they go, oh, what's a SEP IRA? Well, it's 25% of your net 1099 wages up to a certain dollar amount. And then we go, what about a 401k? Because between profit sharing and safe harbor, you can get up to $54,000. And they go, whoa. And then we go, what about a cash balance pension plan? You can get up to $250,000 pre-tax. And it's like, whoa. I didn't know about any of this. I was sitting down here at $6,500 thinking I couldn't defer much of anything at all. And they're missing out on these huge opportunities.
All right, let's take our first break. And if you want to call in, you can kick the tires right now at Class Financial, classfinancial.com. But you can call us right now if you have any questions for CJ and Malia, 321-1310, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. And when we come back, we'll try to break down what is the free money, what is not the free money. This is Money in Motion with Class Financial. That is CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas. I'm Dan Connery. We'll return right after this break. News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Welcome back, everybody. Dan Connery in for Sean Preble. This is Money in Motion. Kloss Financial, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com, KLAA. S-F-I-N-A-N-C-I-A-L, ClossFinancial.com. Their office number is 608-442-5637, 608-442-5637. And welcome back, CJ and Malia. Great to have you along. Great to be with you today. It's been a while. As far as free money, do we get irrational when we try to say that it is in fact free money, and the way we invest it can actually, it can remain free money, tax free when you retire and when you get it as such at retirement? See, I ask these questions because I'm that out of touch with reality.
And, he's looking for the free money.
I want the free money. I mean, yeah, how do I do this? And let me inject my age into this. I'm not flirting with the big 5-0 number here. And I've been not doing it right for a long time. Do you have a different approach for somebody like me? Who walks in and say, "Listen, I'm 50, and I've done A, B, C, and D, and wrong, and I would like to. Can I be more aggressive because I've been out of the game for so long?"
Yeah, there's a special Dan Connery plan actually. That the IRS, if you look at the IRS code, just type in Dan Connery.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
So
not
yes,
too bright.
So when you reach age 50, the IRS acknowledges actually, Dan, that a lot of people in there call it late 20s to their 50s have a lot of things going on in their life. You know, those are the quote unquote career building years. Those are the years when you're, you know, upgrading your lifestyle, buying a home,
right,
when you're trying to drive a nicer car until you learn that that's not a good gig, right? And there's kind of this learning that goes on, and then your kids go to college.
Don't leave out the divorce aspect.
That's right.
She
truth be told, there you go, right. There's another aspect. So there's this window of time where the IRS totally gets the fact that not everybody can max out their retirement plans.
Right.
And so, however, there is this, it's not for everybody, but when you get to about 50, a lot of those things start to melt away, right? We've hopefully gotten a little bit wiser. There was a divorce. It's hopefully over at that time. Kids are hopefully mostly grown by the time we're to 50. So the IRS says, hey, let's give people the ability to have a catch-up, meaning saving more on a pre-tax basis or a tax-free basis than they normally would be able to out of every dollar that they earn. So this is different across different plans. An IRA is a $5,500 max contribution, but if you're over the age of 50, then it's a $6,500 max contribution. 401ks are $18,000, but if you're over 50, it's $24,000. So on and so forth. Every single plan has a catch-up provision that starts kicking in at age 50.
Do I, when I go to work and I find out, let's take radio, which is a volatile industry, and I find out there isn't a retirement plan, there isn't a 401k, there isn't any matching, can you start me out from scratch, even though I'm with a company, and can we divert from my salary in some way, shape, or form that is acknowledged by the IRS? What if I have no plan? That's the bottom line, I guess.
At
work.
Yeah, so great questions, Dan. And so really what we're looking at is, what's available to you? If there's not, is there a plan that we can put into place, whether it be your own traditional IRA or a part like CJ was speaking of, whether it be a SEP IRA, something that can afford you the opportunity to put away tax-deferred money. But at the end of the day, we looked at a study done by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System back in 2014, and they said that only 65% of private sector workers even had access to a retirement plan through their work, through their jobs. So only 65% had access to one. And of those, only 48% even participated in one. So the story here is that even when it's available, people don't take advantage of it oftentimes. So it really, at some point, the responsibility does fall on the individual to say, I'm getting older, and I need to be doing something. So that's when you really do need to sit down with a professional and say, what are my choices, and trying to get things back on track. I mean, to be quite honest, the first thing we look at with our clients is, you know, do you have a budget in place? Where is that disposable income showing up? Are you deferring it somewhere that's going to help you with your retirement? And it's really just laying down the track. And honestly, most people can follow the tracks as long as someone's helping guide them. So would I say it's never too late? No, it's never too late to start trying to make a difference, because ultimately Social Security, just depending on that for our future, is probably not exactly the retirement we're thinking of right now.
Well, and let me add on to what Malia is saying here, in that we have people who come in and will say to us, hey, I have an insurance agent, or even in some cases a financial advisor, and they looked at my 401k plan and they said, I don't have a match, so I shouldn't be saving there. So I don't save at all. Or so I save everything into a life insurance policy. And for those who are listening, oh my goodness, really? Really? You're not going to save for yourself because your company's not saving for you? So the point of this is to say, I love it when companies do matching contributions or safe harbor contributions or profit sharing. Those are all just versions of ways for them to put money aside for you. But last I checked, your company isn't responsible for your retirement plan. It used to be that way, by the way. It used to be that your corporation would put money into a pension, and then the government would put money into Social Security. And between the two, you didn't have to think, and then you retired.
And some people have that still today, of course.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. But there's been this shifting landscape now where basically corporations can't afford pensions. Truth be told, by the way, the government can't afford Social Security either, but they're going to have to. So as you look at the shifting landscape, basically more of the responsibility is falling on you, the individual. So please, please, please don't ever make the excuse, my company doesn't match, so I don't save. It's
you,
just not a
you
good
have- one. You have brought up what I need to do. How, I mean, this is the good part of the conversation, because if you're a 20-something and you've been hired by a corporation and or city government, state government, and you start out this process at 23, 24, the returns over 40 years, I mean, that should be the good news that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, we call this, we do this calculation with people when they come in every time, but we call this the time value of money. It's actually it's kind of like an econ 101. If you ever did econ class in high school, I don't know that they teach these as much as they need to, but
I would glaze over and my head would fall over like a toddler. But
time value of money. Yeah, time value of money just basically says if I start saving $50 a month and I do that over 40 years versus even saving $300 a month but only doing it for the last 20 years, you'd be shocked at how the person who saves smaller increments but does it over longer periods of time has a larger pot at the end. So the earlier you can begin, the better. However, I also don't want to discourage people, because sometimes people go, oh, I get it. If I didn't start in my 20s, I shouldn't meet with Kloss Financial. No, that's not the point we're making. But again, the earlier you can start, the better.
All right, we got to take a break. CJ, Kloss, Malia Cuevas, if you want to call in, it's 321-1310, 321-1310, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. We'll be right back. I'm Dan Conroy, News Talk 1310, WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dan Conroy. This is Money in Motion, Kloss Financial, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com, KLAASFI Financial.com, KlossFinancial.com. And if you want to reach either CJ or Malia at the office, just give a call to 608-442-5637, 608-442-5637. Great to have you back, guys. And I always feel a little bit more at ease after I have a conversation, or especially when I'm listening to you guys right here on 1310. Aren't they more relaxed by the time you sit with them for about 20 minutes? Malia, when somebody sits down with you and they've been, like CJ said, a little shame, a little embarrassment and fear about the process. One of the greatest things in the world to do, like CJ says, is just come in, kick the tires. There's no charge, is there?
Well, yeah, exactly, Dan. And, you know, I think it's the difference between receiving something in the mail and you're afraid to open it up because it might be a bill.
Yep.
Right?
Yep,
is it
absolutely
better just to throw it into the drawer? Or is it better to, like, okay, look at it and let's deal with it? And that's honestly what we do. We just look at where you're at and say, okay, let's go forward. And truth be told, we've seen thousands of situations, so nothing surprises us anymore. We're like, oh, yeah, in that situation, this is probably the next best step. So we know that even if people who meet with us say, hey, you know, thanks very much, just appreciate getting to know you guys, that's totally fine. We know we're leading them towards a better solution, at least giving them a path. So never mistake us for forcing you to work with us. We're going to give you at least some good items to work with.
And CJ, when I talk about coming in and things that pop into your head, we should not be afraid to ask you any question involved. I was just thinking about a potential. This is kind of sinister, but a potential inheritance when you come in, you can focus that into your retirement account, can you not? And kind of that's a tough one, isn't it?
No, you're right. I mean, you have to be careful with tax treatment of inheritance and whether it's an IRA that you're receiving or not. But absolutely. Relative to your overall plan, the best thing you can do is just take that first step to actually sit down with somebody. Now, I do want to say, because I really don't like coming across as over salesy. There are plenty of great organizations to work with. We're not the only one. We're very good in the retirement planning space. So knowing things like when to draw Social Security, how does Medicaid interact with, you know, other health insurance plans? When does it kick on? Credits towards Obamacare, blah, 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 blah. All these things that really most people don't care about until suddenly they're faced with it or they're getting closer to 60 or 65. But we're very, very good in that space. I would argue one of the best in the region in that particular space. But there are other good financial advisors. So just the key is to take that first step.
That's been my my hook into Class Financial. You guys have never hesitated to point people in the right direction. And if you may not be a fit, you may not be able to whatever is the difference between the two parties. You've never been able to say that you haven't offered other services or sent in the right direction. That's the beauty of Class Financial and the integrity and the responsibility that you feel that you have to every customer. And that's
thanks, Dan.
Let's look at the Class Quiz question of the week, if you don't mind, because there's a $25 gift card to Home Goods that we cannot let go to waste, CJ and Malia. So what is the Class Quiz question of the week, if you don't mind me asking right now? Go ahead.
Yeah, so the question is, in a 2014 study conducted by the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, what percentage of private sector employees participated in a retirement plan offered by their employer? If you were listening, by the way, you should have heard the answer to this come up. So to answer that question, just call into our office, 608-442-5637. The first caller with the correct answer will win that $25 home goods card.
That is the Class Financial office. You got to call 608-442-5637. The first caller gets that $25 gift certificate. And again, I sit here and I listen to all the advice. And again, you guys been talking me off the cliff for a long time now, and I appreciate that because I just do it wrong so often. And it's a lot more people than both of you would probably say. It's a lot more people than you think who don't do the right thing for themselves financially, retirement wise.
Yeah.
Now you're not alone, and that's why there's good people out there to help you, help guide all of us. Because actually, we're all humans, so we're not perfect. Last I checked. Yeah. So we can
get
better.
I feel like you're patting the top of my head, Dan. Everything's going to be okay. just come to Class Financial, and Malia Cuevas will say, listen, Dan, you're not a bright man. Sit down. We'll work this out.
Dan, we also have a shrink right next door to us.
Oh, thank God. Thank God to you both. And it's such an intimidating subject. And guys, thank you so much for what you do every week. And you know I pay attention to listen every week. CJ Kloss, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com. Again, call their office right now, 608-442-5637, 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, thank you so much for your time this week. And I look forward to hearing you again with Sean next week. And you're going to see my face soon because I got to get my financial house in order. And I will be coming to Kloss Financial, that's for sure.
Thanks, Dan.
So, thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you. Yeah, you have a great weekend starting a St. Patrick's Day weekend. And we should have offered a St. Patrick's Day diversion to that. But again, KlossFinancial.com on the internet. Go to KlossFinancial.com and call their office at 608-442-5637. This has been Money in the Motion. Kloss Financial, CJ and Malia, thank you so much. We'll be back right after this. News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.